Listening 3. Read, listen, and write a letter in each box. One.
Everyone may think that this can't be an innovative activity. To take it as a hobby due to the fact that it is dancing. What they haven't reckoned, though, is that it is not regular dancing, but a combination of artistic dancing, which is quite a common thing, and another thing which is not that common. Acrobatics. As it first met my eye, I was, like, unsure about giving it a try. You know, I'd never been that much of an athlete or much of a skillful dancer. But here I am. It has brought to me many people to spend time with, which is the best part of it. And not just for the dancing and having fun, but also for the bonds that came along. And it keeps happening every day. I remember being introduced to the class. All the guys were like, "Come on, don't be shy." I was very nervous, and I blushed. I couldn't help it. And after all this time, there is a chance, slight though, for me to enter a competition. Never thought that could happen.
Two.
It's unlikely that many people know about this hobby. The reason why? It's because I invented it. I created a kind of dough which helps me get the bottles fixed together. And it's not as easy as it looks because there are turnings and corners to form that. You have to line them up just the right angle, and, well, great precision is required. Furthermore, if you want to learn it, you must be willing to try 1,000 times before you can get one piece right. Yeah, it takes a great deal of patience. In my opinion, it's what makes this hobby so unique. You know, it can take any direction and form. But the moment you miss the tiniest detail, you'll have to stop and start over.
Three.
My dad was a professional lightweight boxer. He drove himself to winning 5 national champion belts and 3 world champion ones. Now he is retired, and he has set his mind on training people at a very low cost. His priority is teenagers and kids. He says that it is very important that they learn not to fight, but to gain confidence. Actually, he's got a rule everybody must obey if they want to continue with their training. No low performance in the form of school, street, or any other type of fighting is allowed. We exist to succeed and set up an example, not to crush people down. If there is something meant to be crushed, be it your fears. How cool is that? Actually, now that I'm telling you about this, I must reckon it's kind of inspirational and motivational. Yeah, and actually, that's the word in the streets. Parents and kids have conducted themselves positively towards it. Yeah. Dad somehow managed to transform it into an educational activity anyone may take as a hobby.
Four.
I never thought I would get fun from singing in a choir. I had always been easygoing and clumsy. But last month, it came to my head that I should try something different. Something that would demand organization and energy control for me. It's just that sometimes I can't help moving and talking. Singing is fun, but when it comes to singing in a choir, it is something more like an art. Now the urge for moving and talking has turned out into a buzz. Yeah, it's great to see that the audience, being it big or small, get that pleasure from listening to us live. Nobody would ever say I was a creative girl, but now this change has unleashed it. Yeah. And the fact that now I'm always thinking up new ways to dress, according to the event, and lots of ideas running in my head all the time, it's what's helped me channel all my energy into something useful. Yeah, this was the opportunity that I needed.
Five.
Once I tell you how my life has changed, you'll be surprised.
Yeah, anyone who knows a bit about me can tell I am a music lover. But things have changed drastically, in a positive way. That I'd like to remark on. At first, I thought it was cool. But after some more professional training, I can tell it is awesome. Mum had told me that it was not an easy thing to do, that it was people I would be working with, and she was always making emphasis on it being not just a hobby, but a big responsibility. All the things she has told me and taught me have helped me build up my life job. Of course, there's a chance for innovation in the field. But you must hear the experts, the experienced ones. Now I'm taking evening classes twice a week, but I never miss out on talking to Mum. She's always got something useful to share, and I'm glad she thinks I am a good candidate to share all her knowledge with.